Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk show host, Randy Fine. And today I'm excited to welcome back my friend and special guest, Susan Neal, RN, MBA, MHS. Susan is an author, speaker, and certified health and wellness coach whose background in nursing and health services led her to seek new ways to educate and coach people to overcome health challenges. She published 6 healthy living books, including 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Yoga for Beginners. Her passion and mission is to inspire others to reclaim their health. Have you tried to decrease your weight and improve your health without success? Or maybe you just lost weight but then gained it back. Don't allow frustration to take over. Her journal will help you make and maintain healthy lifestyle changes. And Susan's going to tell you about the journal and all about her work. And I'm excited to introduce her to you. So let's get started. Good morning, Susan. Welcome.
Good morning, Randy. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is your, what, third time here? Or
yeah, I think it's your second.
Okay, all right. So, well, anyway, welcome back.
Thank you.
So tell us exactly what this journal is about and what your platform is right now. What are you working on?
Well, I'm all into healthy living, and 8 years ago, I lost my health. I know how bad it is to lose your health, and I want to help others reclaim their health and weight so they can feel and look good again, and they'll have energy, and I was able to heal my body, and so I want to provide people with great wisdom so they can feel and look good again. And one of my most recent publications is called A Healthy Living Journal, Track Your Healthy Eating and Living Habits for Improved Health and Well-Being. So if you have really decided that, yes, you are going to improve your health, improve your weight, this journal will help you. And it has lots of little different techniques. You've got like goals. You start out with your goals and your measurements. It helps you body, mind, and spirit. For your mentally, it has a gratitude log. When we, a friend of mine recently said to me, I was complaining about not getting an invite for something, and she's like, "Well, Susan, let's do the glad game. What are you happy for?" And I was like, "You know what? I just had my back porch pressure washed. It's gorgeous. I was sitting out there, you know, and it just changed my whole mood." So when we practice gratitude or victory, I have another log on victory that helps us emotionally. Another one is I have a log on what you might struggle with or what you might have temptation about, or issues such as insomnia, indigestion, just what kind of physical or emotional issues, depression or anxiety that you might have. So I have all these little tracking things in the beginning that you track. And then daily it looks at, okay, let's track my water intake, my food intake. Am I getting any steps in? And how's my energy level and my mood? So I have these little charts that you just fill out, just a little, a little hashtag or just a Y or an N. So it helps you like solve this puzzle of what may be causing me to have insomnia, or what may be causing me to gain weight. For example, I recently started gaining a few pounds, and I thought I figured it out. It was these new granola bars.
They were so delicious. They're all fattening.
Oh, but they were just so high in carbs. So my daughter from college was in town. I'm like, "Here, you take these two boxes of granola bars. I got to stop."
Yeah, they're really good. But you got to stay away from them. You really do. And most of the protein bars and things like that are high in calories. So just because something says it's good for you, healthy, organic, whatever, doesn't mean that you can indulge in it on a regular basis, right?
Right. And with high in sugar, too.
Right. So. What are some of the pitfalls people fall into with diet? What are some of the things, the common things that people end up not being aware that they're doing with their diet?
One is just like sugar addiction. You just, you want that the dopamine to be released in the brain with the sugar. So whether it's going to be the great coffee frappuccino drink or the refined carbohydrate from white flour, wheat products, and sugar added into it with the different pastries or candy or desserts, or oh my gosh, my daughter the other day, she had a root beer, and I'm like, "How many calories is in that, what you're drinking?" And she's like, "Oh, let me look." And she's like, she wouldn't tell me. Come on, let me see it. 76 grams of sugar in one carbonated beverage.
That's incredible. Wow.
Staggering. My rule is not to eat more than 10 grams of sugar at one sitting. This was 76. And she handed over the bottle. She's like, "No, I had no idea it was that much sugar. No, I don't want to drink this." So, a lot of times you just don't realize it.
Right. Yeah, you know? I mean, people who, and what about diet soda? Because that can cause weight gain too, can't it?
Well, and how it causes weight gain is it makes your body crave more food, okay? So that, those artificial sweeteners, which are not healthy for the brain, then it makes you be, I'm hungry. When you Isn't that amazing? They did a research study, and that's in my book, Seven Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates, that they did this study, and it shows that it causes you to crave food. So then you're hungrier when you drink the diet soda.
Wow.
To just drink water.
Right. That's the only thing I drink is water. And now I'm doing alkaline water. So, that's all I drink is alkaline water all the time.
That's wonderful. Do you have one of those machines under your sink? Or?
I don't, but I have there's a bottle called, it's D-Y-L-N, Dylan, which has, it's like a water bottle that you can take with you, and it has a filter in the bottom. And you just put your water in there, and it creates alkaline water. And it's absolutely delicious and wonderful. And I've had my one filter in there since December, and I fill my bottle probably 3 times a day. So it lasts a long time. And then ever so often, they say 400 fills, but ever so often you get a new one and change it. So that's kind of what I do. And then I have another thing at home. I have a pitcher of water where I drop in. It's alkaline water on the go kind of thing. They're little pouches. So, I make my own. It's very inexpensive. I didn't have to invest $4,000 or $5,000 for one of those alkaline water machines, and I'm getting the same benefit.
That's great. Yeah, I had a friend order one of those off of Amazon. Yes, and he is using it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's very convenient. It's very, very convenient. And I bought the drops so that I can, test my water. And it's really amazing. Bottled water is very acidic.
That plastic
much more
is
than
not
tap
good
water.
For us.
Yeah, it's much more than tap water. So,
right.
Yeah. Really not good.
My daughters, who are millennials, are really into the, save the world and quit using the plastic and quit using the plastic straws. And we use plastic for so much, and it's not healthy for our bodies with, the food touching or water touching the plastic. It's not good for us.
No. I remember being a child and when plastic became really big, and I remember my father saying, because we used to take our soda bottles back, and get the money back on those things. And I remember my father saying, mm-hmm. such a waste to just keep throwing these things away. And that really stuck in my mind, because we've become a society where we just throw everything away. It didn't used to be like that. That started in the 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm.
And now we have all these landfills and unfortunately our oceans are full of plastic. Yeah.
Right.
There's an amazing film on Netflix about the oceans, and forget the title of it, but it is exceptional movie, really helps you to understand the devastating effects of plastics on our oceans.
So I'm going to look for that. So, what are some of the things we'll notice when our body is worn out, sick, we're not taking care of it? What are some of the things that we're going to notice?
Just fatigue, brain fog, can't fit into our clothes, lack of motivation, apathy. We're just not happy about things. We don't have a drive. We're just lethargic and sluggish. And I know I had that when I was sick, and it's a terrible feeling. You want to feel vital and energetic like you did when you were young. And in my book, The Healthy Living Journal, I have a little daily snippet of education, and I go through the first week I talk about healthy eating guidelines and different foods that help your body, or another one is acquiring knowledge, because we want to understand why our body is not working well. And so many different studies indicate that what we eat and our exercise affects our bodies tremendously. So, you know, gaining that knowledge, understanding what foods are best for us, and then pushing yourself to get out there and exercise, because when you do, you release the dopamine and the endorphins in the brain, you know, to make you feel good.
So many people, when they're trying to lose weight, get into these fad diets. They get on, you know, Nutrisystem or Weight Watchers or something like that, where the, you know, the meals are provided, or they're count. You can count the numbers of what you can eat. You have a certain amount of numbers a day. How do you feel about this kind of discipline as opposed to just really changing the way that you eat?
Well, you know, if you need something like that, you know, the keto or the Weight Watchers, you know, to get you to lose the weight, you know, that's great. But counting for the rest of your life, or being the keto and to be in the ketoacidosis state for the rest of your life, is not healthy. So what I have more of a mindset change, and it's very simplistic. It is not complicated. It is not counting this and that and the other. It is look at your food, evaluate every single thing that you eat. Does it look like it did when it was harvested? So, you know, a sweet potato or looks, you know, like a potato like when it was harvested, but these potato chips do not. Food manufacturers change our food. They process it with white flour and white rice. They take the nutrients out of it. They strip it. They enrich it with vitamins because the USDA required that they enrich those types of foods back in the 1940s, because all these people were coming down with diseases from lack of B vitamins. They enrich it with man-made vitamins, and it doesn't even resemble what it was when it was harvested. So you should eat more fresh, raw foods. Eat foods as close to harvest as possible. Make sure that the food resembles what it did at harvest. If you're looking at ingredients, make sure there's no more than 5 ingredients. Make sure you know what they are. And, you know, that you can pronounce them, because we put these like food-like substances into our bodies that do not even, you know, our bodies may not even know that they're food. And then, you know, we end up getting food allergies, we get leaky gut, we get all these digestive symptoms. And it's just not healthy for our body. So get to the basics. Evaluate everything you eat. Is this a food-like substance, or is this a food that resembles what it did when it came out of the garden?
That's a really good rule of thumb. A lot of people, many people enjoy salads, which are wonderful. And then they put the dressing on. And many people don't realize how much fat and sugar is in the dressing, and how much artificial ingredient, how many artificial ingredients are in the dressing. So I usually use oil and balsamic, so to try to simplify it. What do you have to say about that?
I think that's an excellent idea. Yes, I do the same thing. And you can even get some, you know, go to a really nice oil shop and get some different flavored oil and vinegars that are, you know, certified gluten-free, that are just wonderful if you want to really spice it up. So, yes, I totally agree with that. And if you're at a restaurant and they don't have the oil and vinegar, Get the salad dressing on the side. Have it in a little cup on the side. Dip your fork into the salad dressing so you have just a slight amount on your fork, and then go ahead and eat your salad. And then I try not to use salad dressing with each of my bites. Like, let's say there's fruit in your salad. Well, the fruit gives it a delicious flavor. So each time I have a meeting a berry or a nut, don't even have the salad dressing with those bites. So you want to decrease the amount that you use with those, you know, when the manufacturers create the salad dressings.
Right. What about organic? I know that every year they come out with, there are I think 10 basic foods, vegetables and fruits that are just loaded with pesticides that we shouldn't eat. And then every year they come out with some more. Some of them are, the main ones are strawberries, green beans, potatoes, apples, I'm trying to think what else. This year they
right,
came out with kale and spinach.
Even kale was a new one.
Yes, kale was a new one. Kale and spinach, excuse me, and spinach. So I've started, you know, going more towards organic. And it was hard to get used to that at first, but now I'm just really drawn to the organic. What is the difference?
Well, you definitely, if you're going to be eating something like a strawberry and there's no skin on it, you know, you're just eating the pesticide. That is so harmful to you. Just think of how harmful it is to the microorganisms in your gut. But who's to know what kind of disease that it's going to cause in your body? So, but if it's an avocado and it has a really thick skin, well, you know, that's fine to buy. You don't have to buy that organic. But if you're going to be eating the skin of the fruit, or the skin is really thin like a peach, you want to buy organic. Otherwise, you're eating a pesticide. And, I mean, we know that, you know, that kills the bugs. We know that's not, you know, beneficial for us. And we also need to be aware of the major crops that Roundup Ready crops that have more glyphosate in them, and those Roundup Ready crops are corn, wheat, corn, wheat, soy, and oats. So corn, wheat, soy, and oats. Anytime you're eating any of those crops, you should buy organic. So all of your oatmeal should be organic. In fact, there was a study done in last fall. So it was the fall of 2018. And I think there was one in the fall and one in the summer. And a company out of Washington, D.C. tested all these different oat cereals and, you know, granola bars and oat products, et cetera, and they found glyphosate, which is the pesticide in most, the active ingredient in Roundup or most other pesticides. And so they found it in the products on the shelf. And many of those products are marketed to our children. Now, there was a rebuttal, and it's like, yes, but with some of those products, it was below the level for adults, you know, but it wasn't for children. And, you know, many of those cereals and granola bars, we, you know, our children eat, and so please be buying organic for wheat, corn, soy, and oats.
Good. That's really great advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about GMO? You know, a lot of people don't understand what GMO, so, you know, when we see non-GMO on packages, does that mean anything if it's just non-GMO, but it doesn't say organic?
Well, for the four, you want to be sure, like let's say it's wheat, but it's not GMO, then it still may have a pesticide on it, but it may not be the, you know, glyphosate. So So with the non-GMO, what a GMO is that it's a genetically modified organism. So how they created the Roundup Ready crops that I just talked about was they inserted a little bit of the, the glyphosate or, a pesticide into the gene of the corn, oats, soy or wheat, and then when it grows up, when you spray the glyphosate on it, it doesn't harm it, or they can make, different, they're creating different vegetables now or different colors or, so what that means for us is, okay, our fruits and vegetables have been a certain way for centuries. So now is our body going to recognize the genetically modified produce? And I don't have the answer to that question because these things are done to food without performing scientific tests to determine the effects on human beings. So therefore, we are the guinea pigs. We are the scientific study.
Wow.
It really is. It really is. I was on a talking with someone from London this month, and she's like, we do not allow any Roundup Ready crops in England. Nope. They are not here. So they steer away from that.
Right. And I guess, when I walk up and down the cereal aisle, I don't buy it. I only buy organic. But I look at the Cheerios. Cheerios is such a big, big seller. And I'm thinking to myself, why doesn't General Mills get on this wagon and get, and make their cereals healthy? But then I thought about it, and they probably have huge contracts with farmers that they've had for years and years and years to get the oats and the wheat and all the things that they put into their cereal. Because I guess it costs more to use non-pesticide-laden ingredients. But I just wonder why they don't get on the bandwagon. It would be so wonderful to see that, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be. It would be. And, so much of it is bottom line. It's like the processed food is not created for our health. It is created with added salt and sugars and chemicals and, corn syrup and just different things to get us hooked on it. So we buy more. And
right.
So their bottom line, gets bigger and our bottom does too.
Yeah. let's switch gears a little bit and talk about how taking care of our body can relate to emotional abuse. So what happens when we're going through this kind of trauma, and what can we do about this?
Oh, my gosh. It's just crazy making. When you were being abused, in whatever way, it's just crazy making. You're not sure what is up, what is down, and you're not sure if you're crazy or not because it seems like your perspective is correct, but then the abuser has a way of twisting it all around and gets you all confused. And, they use lots of techniques like gaslighting, just to get you even more confused. So you have to, I believe, in approaching, when you are a victim, to approach things from body, mind, and spirit. For your body, you need to get it as physically fit as you can. You need to have clarity of mind. You need to have strength. And so by doing that, you can do that through improving your diet. Improve your health, decrease your weight if needed, quit eating sugary substances, drink water, take a probiotic, go out and exercise. So take care of your body. When you do, you grow stronger. Next, take care of your mind. Mentally, you want to gain knowledge. Get those books. Get those resources that you need to gain knowledge and grow strong. Write, keep a journal. Oh my gosh, journals are so great for documenting because then you have a record of exactly what happened, exactly what was spoken. You can bring that to your counselor. You know, look at this. They can counsel you on what you should, how you should respond in the future. So with your mind, gain knowledge. Oh, another thing back to the body is exercise. Get out and walk. Go to the gym, pick up a yoga book. I wrote a book, Yoga for Beginners, 60 Basic Yoga Poses for Flexibility, Stress Relief, and Inner Peace. You want to have your body gain strength, but also peace in your mind. So you want to meditate, and yoga really prepares your mind for that meditative state so that you can gain peace and draw inner strength. So it is important as an abusee to work on your body, your mind, and your spirit so that you can break free from what you're being put through.
So a lot of my listeners have experienced abuse from someone with narcissistic personality disorder, and they've lost their self-confidence, they've lost their self-esteem, they don't believe they're valuable because this is what's been planted in their brains, you know, this is what they've been told. And so how do we rise above that when we really don't believe it yet?
You do a truth and lie chart. Okay, this is the intellectual and the documenting and the journal. The lie is they say this about me, you know, oh, you're not a good mother and a good wife, you know, you neglect me. The truth is, I set up a date last week, I made lunch for my kids, I do this, I do that. Do your truth and lie chart and refute those lies. Growth. Strength in your mind. When you work on your body and you eat less sugar and you have clarity of mind and you gain strength, your self-confidence improves, you know? You feel better. You look better. Before you break free, it's like you need to work on yourself. And when you do work on yourself, you gain the things that you need to stand up to the person and, if needed, break free.
That is such great advice. I like that. I like that Truth and Lie Journal. I think that's great because when you put it down on paper, you can really see the difference. When it's swimming around in your head, it all turns into one big ball of confusion. But when you take the time to put it down on paper, it begins to make more sense. So I really, really like that.
Good.
Yeah. What other things can... So a lot of people will tell me, well, you know, I'm so depressed. I haven't been to the gym. I can't just get myself out of the house. I can't get myself motivated to even start. Take that first step. What do you tell people?
Okay, I tell them to do
so they can get themselves. Yeah, okay.
Three things. Other than your caffeinated beverage, I drink tea. Other people may drink coffee. Other than that, only drink water. Two, buy a probiotic from a health food store. You know, a good one, and take a probiotic every morning with your water. Three, stop eating wheat products. no wheat. You're going to lose at least 2 pounds a week, if not more. Do those three things. You will gain clarity of mind. Your energy will come back. You'll start feeling better, because do you know that your gut is related to like depression and how you're feeling? So you like just starting with your gut health by taking that probiotic on a daily basis. And your probiotic, it should have 10 different strains of microorganisms. And it should have like 30 to 50 billion units. So get a high-powered one. And after a week or two of doing this, of just those three things, water only, your probiotic, and stop eating wheat, oh my gosh, you're going to come out of a fog, you're going to come out of a cave, and then you're going to feel like getting out there and just taking a walk. Just say, I'm only going to go one block. Get out there and go one block, and I bet you'll go a second one, because, you know, it releases endorphins. You know, our brain loves the endorphins, and it releases dopamine and other good neurohormones that make you feel good when you get out there and start walking. So that will give you a boost to help you start. And I have on my website, Susan U, like umbrella, Neal.com. I have a free gift. It's a 7-day challenge to reboot your metabolism. And it's at Susan U Neal. Neal.com/7, like the number, day challenge.
Perfect. Wow, thank you. Thank you. That's, I'm sure a lot of people will take you up on that. That's terrific. A lot of good tips, Susan. A lot of really simple but really good tips for people.
Yeah.
I really want to
help them meet their goals.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how we get in touch with you, but that's, you know, we can pretty much do everything through your website, and all your books are available or listed there, I would assume.
Yes, they are. Yes, through my website, SusanUneal.com. Absolutely. I'm a health and wellness coach. I really want to help people to meet their goals and to improve their health. I know what it's like to lose it. It feels great when you feel better and you have clarity of mind. Yes.
Okay. And is there anything else that you want to leave us with? Any other message that you'd like to leave us with? You've left us with so many. So many great ones. I don't know if there's anything else.
Yes. Take care of your body. You want it to... you've got to live in it throughout your whole life, and you want it to carry it through this life gracefully. So, you know, take strides to take care of your body. I hope this podcast motivates you to do so, and so many things in your life will improve when you do. You are so worth it. You are so worth the time that it takes to take care of you. You know, so many times we take care of others, you know, oh, we got to do this for others, got to do that for others. And it's kind of like, you know what, for me to be the best person I can be for anyone else in my life, I need to take this next 30-minute walk for me. I need to go take this, you know, 20-minute yoga class. I'm going to pop this video in. I need to do this for me. And when you do, the other people in your life will benefit from a better you.
You know, that's such a good point. So many of us get caught up in parenting and giving to our children, doing everything for our children. But our children do benefit when they see that their mothers and fathers are truly taking care of themselves, because that sets a great example for them for life. You know, if they watch their parents, right, if they watch their parents eating unhealthy and not taking care of themselves, that is the pattern they're likely to set for themselves through life. So if you can't do it for you, do it for your children because it will benefit them. The changes are affect everybody in your family. So I think that's a great, great way to end the show. Well, I thank you. You do coaching, and do you do that remotely, like over Skype or telephone?
Yeah, over the phone. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes,
and we can access.
I love to talk with individuals and help them. And yes, it's on my website, Susan U. Neal. SusanUNeal.com/coaching. Yes, I sure
okay.
do.
Okay. Susan, thank you. I'm so glad to have you back. And I love what you're doing. I think it's just so beneficial to everyone. I mean, everyone can benefit by this, no matter how conscientious we are or lack of. It's always good to have these tips and know what we can do better, because we can always do better, right?
Yes. Yes, we sure can. Yes, thanks so much for having me on the show, and blessings to everyone.
Same to you. Have a great day. I wish you well.
Thank you.
So we are out of time for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randifine.com, RANDIFINE.com. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.